The Dental Practice Fixers podcast is brought to you by the Maddow Center for Dental Practice Success. To find out how we can help increase the success of your practice, check out maddow.com or call us at 1-800-258-0060.
Hello there, welcome to the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. I am Dr. David Maddow, along with
Dr. Richard Maddow, your co-host, co-founders of the Maddow Center for Dental Practice Success, and two-thirds of the Maddow brothers, because there's a third Maddow brother known as Brother Marshall, who's also a dentist. Crazy family.
We're going to get him on the air sometime.
Absolutely. Even though we don't typically have guests on the podcast, I think it would be a great idea to get Marshall on one.
We'll see. Sometime in the next 5 years, we might get him on.
Okay. Why don't we make an appointment for like the year December 2024. We'll have him on here. Hey, I just want to show you. You see, I know many people listen, but some watch on YouTube. You see this pen?
Yeah.
It's actually a Cross pen, which is a, you know, old school brand of pen, but it's not like their classic slim gold pen. It's like a kind of a wide. I really like this pen. Do you like it?
I'd say not bad.
Not bad. So this is my pen conundrum. This pen was a gift from a company that we do business with, and I really like it. So the thing is, like, when you have a pen, I always lose pens. So I'm thinking, do I use this pen all the time and knowing that I'm going to lose it soon? Or do I say, I like this pen, I don't want to lose it, and then stick it in a drawer and never use it? And that way you get no pen writing pleasure out of it, but you don't lose it. Is this a conundrum?
Maybe. Well, there might be. Why don't you like go right in the middle of the two? Why don't you use it, but only at home? Like on your desk. Keep it on your desk whenever you have to use something like a notebook or write a check or something. You know, use it right there, but you never take it out of your home. How's that?
Well, I'll still lose it eventually.
How can you lose it if it's in your home? You know it's always going to be in your home unless somebody comes in and steals it.
Well, I don't think we have any pen thieves, hopefully, in my home.
Okay. But so you know it's going to be in your home.
Well, you know, it's funny. I have, speaking of Cross pens, a very old gold classic Cross pen that was Dad's. Our dad passed away how long ago? Two plus years ago, right?
Two and a half.
Two plus. Two and a half years ago. Yeah. And this was his pen. It even has the original box. And like I don't want to lose it. So now it's just sitting in a drawer collecting dust, and I get no pleasure out of using Dad's old pen. So what good is that?
I'd say it's not good. I mean, you can look at it every once in a while, but I would write with the damn thing.
I think I'm going
to
start.
Just take it out once a month and write with it. Just write like a little note to yourself, like a little post-it note.
You know, it's so funny. I remember way back when in my dental practice, do you remember that Parkel bonding agent? I don't even know if it's still around. This stuff was like one of the first bonding. It was called Amalgam Bond? I don't know. It was this bonding agent that like worked on anything. It was like the super glue of dentistry. It bonded to enamel, to dentin, it bonded composite, amalgam, crowns, anything. Like if it could bond a fingernail shaving inside of a crown if you wanted it to. And the stuff was really expensive, so I was afraid to use it in my dental practice. But then I wasn't using the best bonding agent I had. It was like, well, it's kind of a similar weird conundrum.
You like my pen?
That is, I can see that. Is that the Care Credit Tiffany pen?
That's the Care Credit pen. We got this. It was like a year or so ago, one to two years ago, something like that. And I use, but here's what I do, Rich, and you might want to think about this for your Cross pen, the one that's very valuable to you.
For my Parkel Amalgam Bond, I still have a little bit left because I was afraid to use it.
So I keep this. I always use it, but I only use it for one thing. I use it for my notebook. I always have it just like in here, and it's not going to go anywhere else. Now, could I possibly lose it? Of course. If I lose it, but I've had it for over a year, but it's always attached to this notebook. You might want to try that with the Cross pen.
I'd still lose it. Although I think, you know, the notebook that I use a Moleskine. It's actually a Beatles Yellow Submarine Moleskine. Thank you, Mom. That somebody slipped into my suitcase during a trip. They still won't say who it was. But it has like a red kind of string bookmark. I could tie the pen to the red bookmark. If I want it.
Try.
But I'm not going to.
I say try.
Okay. I think maybe I should just use cheap pens. Okay. Now, Now that you had to endure all of that, whoever said on social media that podcasters should just get right to the point, they probably stopped listening by that by now. But I think there's a little lesson in here for all of us. Let's do our first call. Let me see if I can pull this up here on my Command Central. Okay, let's do our first call.
This is Christine.
Hi, do you take Delta dental insurance?
Yes, we do.
Good. And how's that usually work? Like, were my cleanings and checkups be totally paid for with Delta?
They should be. It depends on the plan. Is it through your employer or?
It is.
Who's your employer?
I work for the county.
Oh, then yeah, it should be. It should be. The only time it sometimes isn't covered at 100% is if it's like after you retire, it's self-funded sometimes. But
it's
through the county, that's usually covered 100%.
Great. And how about like if I need fillings and stuff like that, how does that work?
Usually it's covered at 80%. And then, of course, deductible is applied one time a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes it'll be a little higher, sometimes it'll be lower, but, you know, I never know until I check it. But, yeah, it's usually at 80% is the normal.
Wow, not bad. Great. Thanks so much for the information.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Well,
whoa! So, what'd you think,
Rich? I thought you were going to give your normal answer at the very end. Like, thank you very much. You were very helpful, but she was very helpful.
She was.
She was extremely helpful.
Actually, she was. She gave a lot of good information. You have great insurance. It covers 100% of your cleanings, 80% of your fillings. Well, that was great info.
And click.
Right.
You're not welcome to come in, though. We don't want you to come in. But you've got great insurance. But no. No, don't come in, please.
By the way, this is a secret shopper tip. I don't know if you picked up on this. If you're doing I don't know why you'd be doing it, listeners, but if you're doing a secret shopper call, you're kind of BSing, and they ask you where you work, just say, I work for the county.
That was great.
I don't even know what county it was. I work for the county.
But, sir, we're in an incorporated city here. What are you talking about?
I work for the county.
Which county?
Okay, so... Why would somebody call a dental practice to see if they took their great Delta insurance unless they wanted to come in as a patient? They're just doing this for fun?
It sounds like you're looking for a new dentist, doesn't it? I mean, would that be so difficult to say this?
Don't just let the person hang up. You take their insurance. They have excellent insurance. Their first appointment is going to be paid for 100%. What is going on here? Why is this patient not on the schedule?
That's right.
They work for the county.
I mean, that's a really good point. You threw it like a softball because you're not only calling as a new patient to find out how much something costs, but your insurance pretty much is going to take care of everything, almost everything. So
it doesn't matter that the cleaning exam and x-rays are $330,
exactly.
Like in last week's call.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Exactly.
Delta's paying. The county is paying. Get me in. What? Huh? What?
When's your birthday? I mean,
exactly.
I don't know what else to say. Other than she failed.
I think there's only one thing left.
Seriously, we could talk about this call for 30 minutes, but she failed. She didn't try to get you in. She didn't realize that you were a new patient, possibly with a new family coming in that could be worth a ton of money. She didn't do it.
And let's face it, most new patients need something, a crown, a restoration,
absolutely.
Maybe even an implant because they're missing a tooth. They need something.
I mean, psychological consulting, anything.
Get them anything.
In.
She will never know.
Yeah.
Click F next.
Done. What?
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, before we move on to the next call, real quickly, Dave, I'm sure you know this. At the home office in the last couple of weeks, we've gotten a bunch of thank yous from people about Fat Merchant because Fat Merchant is the disruptor in credit card processing. The move to Fat Merchant is seamless, and you will save money every month because they don't charge an overage percentage. They just charge a flat monthly fee. Now, you still have to pay your percentage to Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, of course, but not to Fat Merchant, just a flat monthly fee. So why aren't you saving money every month with Fat Merchant? We get so many compliments and thank yous. We use Fat Merchant at the Matto Center for our credit card processing, and there's no reason you shouldn't use it too. If you're a regular listener to the podcast, you've heard us mention Fat Merchant week after week after week after week because you don't have to buy anything. All you have to do is save money. So go to matto.com/save, M-A-D-O-W.com/save. start saving money almost immediately. And as a matter of friend, you get a free terminal.
It's a no-brainer, because you said if you're a regular listener to the podcast, you need to look. If you're a regular listener, you've already done this, or else tattoo the word "I don't want to save money" on my forehead right there.
Yeah, you've heard it 1,000 times already. Yes.
So you're already
every time
already
you hear Great Secret Shopper calls, you hear about Fat Merchant. We want you to save money. Then you'll like us even more, and you'll listen to the podcast more. Everyone will be happy. We're just looking to make friends.
If That's you all. Haven't done it yet, do it. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Rich,
just
don't
turn it into a Nike commercial, please. Don't say just do it. Please.
Last week, we unveiled something that was pretty darn cool, a VIP list that people could just text the word VIP to 443-312-2014. And once they do that, they're privy to – you know, look, everybody loves the Dental Practice Fixers podcast, but let's face it, it only comes out once a week. So to get your – Dental Practice Fixer and Matto Center Fix, and just practice building tips and all kinds of cool things in between episodes, get on our VIP list. We'll occasionally send you an email that just has some really cool stuff. And Rich, by the way, our new format of the email, the Matto Dental Digest on Tuesdays, it comes out every Tuesday, it's like what happened in the week of dentistry that I missed. Well, I'm going to read this little digest here. It'll take me 5 minutes to read at the most, and I'll learn a lot of stuff that's taken place in dentistry that I probably would not have known if I was not a subscriber to this.
The digest has been a lot of fun, and we get really, really nice comments on it. So thank you so much, everyone.
So again, another no-brainer, just text the word VIP. And if you want to put your first name or first and last name, and if you're a doctor or not, that's cool. It's optional. Text it to 443-312-2014. If you're watching the video version of this podcast right now, it's probably going to be right, the number's going to be right below. So it makes it even a little bit easier.
I like easy.
We all like easy. Now,
let's do our call. Our next call. Yeah,
let's play the call first, then, Rich. We have a lot to talk about.
Okay.
Dental. Dial 1 if you are a new patient, or dial 2 if you are an existing patient.
Wow, that's really personalized. Let me dial 1.
For quality assurance, this call may be recorded.
Sounds like I'm talking to a robot.
Thanks for calling. This is Melanie.
Oh, hi, Melanie. I was just curious. I just moved into town with my family. We wanted to know how much it is for a cleaning. Hello?
Without insurance?
Right. We don't have insurance yet. That's correct. Yes.
Okay. So it would be $113.
Okay.
We do have a dental savings plan here. It's kind of like an in-house insurance that we offer to people that don't have insurance. For the first member, it would be $199. It includes 2 cleanings and fluoride if you want it. If you have any treatment like fillings or a crown, you get 15% off of our fees. Also, if you have a toothache and you're like, oh, I need to come to the dentist, that visit is covered by the dental savings plan. And then for any additional member over 13, it's $159. If you have any children under 13, it's $109 to add to your dental savings plan.
Oh, very. That sounds like a pretty good deal there. Wow. Okay. Is that all payable all at once, too?
Yeah, if you want to pay the $199 plus the $159, if you want to add another person,
right,
we can do that in one day if you want. Yeah.
Oh, so in other words, okay. You got to pay that kind of upfront, pay to play upfront.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And it lasts for an entire year.
Right.
So if you bought it today, next year on January 31st, you just have to renew it.
Oh, okay. I see. Great. Well, and what was your name one more time, please?
My name's Melanie.
Melanie, thank you so much for the information. I'm greatly appreciated there.
Yeah, no problem.
Sure.
Did you want to schedule?
What I'm going to do, so I'm going to present this to my wife. She's coming back later, and I will, you know, maybe get back to you next week or so.
Okay, sounds good.
Great. Thank you so much.
No problem. Hope to hear from you.
That sounds great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have a good day. Bye.
Same to you. Bye.
Oh, she came so close. Sometimes she gets so close.
Sometimes they really get close. I tell you, Rich, she was really nice.
Super nice.
I loved her voice. I loved the fact that she had the dental savings plan, and she explained it fairly well.
You know, well, I want to comment on that too, because I think she presented it all wrong.
Think she presented it wrong?
Yes.
I mean, okay.
But first.
Yeah.
Let's get to that robot that answered the phone.
What? That was unnecessary. Yeah, I forgot all about that. Ridiculous. That was horrible. Unnecessary. I don't know why they have that.
That was horrible. That was such a turnoff. And you pushed a button and she just came on right away. Why not just have her answer the phone? That was horrible. I think I would have hung up right away knowing that this is the most impersonalized service I've ever seen at a health professional's office. Thank you for calling. If you want any, push one. What is the C-3PO? That was horrible.
Horrible.
Inexcusable. Horrible. I mean, neither of us like those voice command menus to begin with. But if you have to do it for some reason, have a real human.
It's gonna. But first of all, I'm not even in favor of that. It's gonna go to the same damn person.
Exactly.
Anyway. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I mean, look, I didn't hear the whole menu. I don't know if you did either. But if it's a huge office, they might have somebody that handles all insurance questions, somebody that handles all new patients, somebody that does. I'm not making excuses for them, and I don't like it in any manner. But if you have to have it, geez. Don't have the robot. Have a real person's voice on there. But I would say don't do it anyway. Just horrible. And she was so nice and friendly and so human. And you get the opposite when you first call the practice.
Yeah, most people. I think a lot of people would have just hung up. But I'm curious. Tell me why you didn't love her presentation of the dental savings plan.
Okay, here's the thing. As we know from doing these secret shopper calls, usually when you call and say how much is a cleaning and it's determined you don't have insurance, they say something like, oh, for the exam, cleaning and x-rays, it's always a larger number than the person's expecting. It's 300, it's 350, it's 360. She could have said, first of all, she could have been really friendly to you first. Oh, it sounds like you're looking for a new dentist. Let me tell you, blah, 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 blah. All the stuff that we talk about.
Right.
And then say, well, I've got great news for you. We have a special dental savings plan where for just $199, you don't only get one cleaning, which is typically $330, but you get two cleanings, checkups, and x-rays throughout the year. It's a humongous savings. You know, just sell it a little bit. It is a humongous savings. Let's sell it. You're asking how much a cleaning is. For $199, you get two cleanings, checkups, and x-rays. Let's be a little enthusiastic about it.
Yeah, I definitely would agree with you there, for sure.
And she also used the word insurance, which... it's a technicality, but you are not supposed to use the term insurance when you're talking about an in-house membership. It's technically illegal. I know one's going to go to jail for it, like, share a cell with somebody who tore their tag off their mattress. But just as a point of knowledge or interest, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, and I'm not going to disagree with you, but I guess I'm jaded because we do so many of these calls, and 99% of them are so bad. So when you hear like a really nice, friendly voice such as hers, and she's explaining this. Maybe she didn't explain it perfectly. I agree with you, but it was better than most, way better than most. But then we got to the end of the call, and she did ask for the appointment. She said, would you like to schedule an appointment like that? She did, and which is, again, higher level than most offices. But she still, when I said, I'll call you back next week, she still said, I hope to hear from you, but she didn't get any information. So there's no way at all she can get back. I made it very clear that we have a new family that's moved into town, which translation, at least 3 to 4 new patients in your office right away. She didn't take it to that level that she had to take it to, at the very least, getting my contact information.
Right. I agree. And this is why we also teach, don't say, would you like to make an appointment? Offer two good choices. Because as we just proved, if you say, would you like to make an appointment? And the potential patient says no, you really have nowhere to go. So she should have said, we'd love to see you as a new patient. We can see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. If that's not good, we have Thursday at 3 p.m. Which works best for you? Get the patient on the schedule. So I think she could have done a bunch of things better, but she at least did something better than most, which is she made an attempt to ask for the appointment.
Yeah, she did. But as nice as she was, if we're doing pass fail, which I think we're doing, I've still got to fail her, but she came so close to passing. I want to pass somebody really soon. I really want to pass somebody.
I'm going to go off pass fail to give her a D because She did so many things well. She did at least attempt to make the appointment. She didn't do it in the best way, but at least she made an attempt, which is more than just about every other call. Most people that we call would have just said, okay, bye, bye. You bet. Bye. Click. And so I'm going to give her a D.
And I really liked her, and I really would like to be a patient in that practice because
Agreed. It
seems like she's really kind. Rich, before we leave today, it seems like these dental savings plans are getting more and more and more popular. And I think a lot of our listeners might not even know what we offer. So in like 15 to 30 seconds, can we just share that with them if they want to do some type of plan like this? I think this
absolutely,
would be a good time to
absolutely.
Do it.
We love dental membership plans, and this office was a great example. This person called asking about a cleaning. They had no insurance. It was a no-brainer to get them signed up for your dental membership plan. Membership plans are great. They increase loyalty and usage and all those good things for people that don't have insurance. So anyway, we know there are a bunch of companies that kind of administer these plans, and they charge you per month. Some charge a percentage of the membership fee. Some charge a monthly fee. They're all expensive. You don't need to do that. These things are not that difficult. So we developed something called Membership Plan in a Box. And it's an A to Z manual, videos, instructions, templates, agreements, marketing pieces, everything you need to set up your membership plan. We even throw in 250 custom brochures. So check it out. It's on our website, maddow.com, M-A-D-O-W.com, under products. It's called the Membership Plan in a Box. And when you go in there, you'll see how comprehensive this is. So you don't need to pay somebody every month. You just need to learn from this very inexpensive product. Set up your membership plan. We'll even give you some support if you need it. It's easy, and you should do it. Now!
Yeah. Sounds great, yeah.
Excellent. Good stuff.
Kind of another no-brainer, which we specialize in. We
That's love right. It. If I only had a brain.
So I think this brings another episode of the Dental Practice Fixers podcast to a close. We can't wait to see you next time. And if you get a second, go on and give us a review on wherever you're listening to your podcast, whether it's Apple, Spotify, wherever it might be, and YouTube as well. Give us some comments. We love hearing from you all. But until next time, I am Dr. David Maddow, along with
Dr. Richard Maddow. Thanks so much for listening, for watching. We are the Dental Practice Fixers, and we'll see you soon.